Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all of our upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org and check out what we have happening. Speaking of what's going on, we have Mike McVaugh.
McVaugh? Yes.
Did I say that?
Correct.
Good. And Lisa Schwantes. I know your name from years and years and years. So CDOT. What's going on with CDOT? What's happening? I hear there's good news with the interchange, with the bridges out kind of by Three Springs in Farmington Hill. What's going on?
That's correct. So the Grandview Interchange, we worked very closely with La Plata County this year, late last year, I should say, to put an application for what's called a fast lane grant into USDOT. Earlier this summer, in early July, we got a response from USDOT saying, we're not ready to award yet, but you asked for $15 million, would you accept $12.3 million? $12.3 million is not a lot to finish the interchange, but we came back and said, yes, we would accept that. And that's part of a $75 million package.
Wow.
So the intent is to get an award for the 12.3, which gets all the money for 75, to finish the 550 connection to the interchange and eliminate the signal at Farmington Hill.
Oh, so you would come off Farmington Hill and then connect.
Actually, you would not use Farmington Hill any longer.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So
where you come off of? Whoa. Yeah.
So it'd be about a 1.7 mile realignment of 550.
Okay.
And it would start south of County Road 220 coming north.
Okay.
And just as you get to 220, there's a brand new alignment all the way down to the interchange where it is today.
Wow.
So you'd actually follow the ridge line down into directly into the interchange and bypass the Farmington Hill.
Yeah.
Curvy, windy road. We would not have to use that anymore, and we would eliminate the light at the bottom of that hill.
And then you come on into the interchange and kind of do the U-turn and fly on right down into the heading on into Durango.
Correct.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
The big thing right now, though, is we're waiting on congressional approval.
Okay.
So there's a 60-day congressional approval process. We're waiting on that right now to get that
award. Any minute now.
Okay. So do I need to call Tipton or anybody? Get on the phone and say, hey, come on, let's get this expedited. No.
I think we're in pretty good shape.
Okay.
Part of it, you know, when they did the visit on Gold King Mine earlier this year, and the governor came down, Gardner and Bennett came, they did a press release at that time. So I'm feeling confident.
Yeah.
But we still just got to wait for those pieces to fall in place.
Sure. Now, how does this compare to grants throughout the state, the nation? I mean,
in this grant cycle, which is for 2017, for this freight grant in the small project category, this is the single largest grant awarded nationally this year.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Very impressive.
Yes.
So looking in your crystal ball, not that there's ever any delays with anything in government. That's Jack trying to be funny. What's the time frame look like for when actually we can say we're opening up that road? Are we looking 5 years out, 10 years? Well, what is that?
We're probably in that three and a half year window.
Okay.
And that's our team right now is ramping up. They're getting everything in place to try to get a project out to add towards the end of next year or early in the spring of 2019 to begin construction in 2019. And then it's probably going to take two and a half years to get that done.
Wow. That's exciting.
Right. And the other thing that maybe Mike can talk a little bit more about is that we're really looking for, Mike mentioned La Plata County, and of course they're the ones who took the lead on the grant application, but we're hoping for partnerships with the tribe, with the city, and hoping for a buy-in from the entire regional area.
Yeah. Right.
So ideally, you know, the project's $75 million. We cut this project back to bare bones to really keep it competitive and keep it under $100 million because there was two grant categories, greater than 100, less than 100. Greater than 100, we can't compete with the Port of Los Angeles or some of those major, you know, freight ports because this is a freight program. And so we trimmed it down. If we can get a little bit more money, a little more assistance going forward at a local level, that might help us to leverage a little bit more money, push it up. And we ideally want to get a full four lanes built. Right. $75 million only does three lanes.
Okay.
So that's where we're looking at this and really thinking, let's do it right, get it done once and for all, and have it finished.
Yeah. So you've got, obviously, with the interchange, and congratulations, too, on the award of the grant. you have a lot of other things going on. I mean, we're thinking Mullis, you know, yeah, that big project up there, which seems like it's coming, you know, to conclusion. First off, I think those guys are nuts. I don't know how they hang on the cliff, you know, dropping into Silverton, but you've got that project. What's going on in the CDOT world down here in Southwest Colorado?
Well, so we had, I think, probably close to 20 projects region-wide this construction season. Of course, we saw the Diamond Grind project that went straight through Durango, which was completed in early June. We have other small projects. We're doing some new culverts south of Ignacio. And then the other big project that, of course, is very visible is that US 550 north of Durango, just 2 miles south of Silverton.
Right.
On Mullis Pass, coming down off of Mullis Pass. Yeah. And we are putting in two new crib walls. And what that is basically it's a retaining wall that supports the highway. And we want that, right?
Yeah, that's important. You don't want the highway sloughing off. You know, when you mention that, I always think of where you're doing the work right now in Mullis and then Wolf Creek. They finally ran water. It looked like water would erode, and you always got the heaving.
Teeth.
Yeah. So what is the target to finish the Mullis project?
That should be completed by the end of November.
Before winter then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're hoping it'll be completed before.
It needs to be paved and done before winter. And
wow, okay.
We have a number of avalanche paths that are directly over these, and we need to button this thing up and have it solid because we don't want to go through the winter with a partially completed road.
So when doing that then, do they take the dirt, remove the rock, and then looks like then they refill it and there's a bunch of mesh?
It's like a gabion wall. It's a rock mesh wall. Mm-hmm. And so they have steel mesh that goes back underneath of the road, and then the rock is the ballast that helps hold everything in place, but they have to start with a good foundation. That's the bottom of everything.
Yeah.
And so they had to work their way down, get a nice bench established. That's why there's only one lane of highway right now, because it's so tight, so vertical.
Yeah.
The edges and all. And that was the hard part. That's what took the most time, was getting to the bottom, and now they're coming up. And one crib wall is nearly done, and the other one's coming up, and hopefully they get those up soon. And get the guardrail and the pavement and everything back in place like it needs to be.
And how much is that project, roughly? I know, I'm sorry I throw you a curveball.
No, let me tell you, I got that number right here.
And it amazes me. Honestly, the individuals working on it, I salute them, because I remember seeing those track hose and everything, and they're perched right on the edge. I mean, wow, what amazing work. So how much is that project?
It's $1.3 million was the award to the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the contractor.
It's Rock & Company. Rock & Company is the contractor. And you're right. I couldn't say enough about the contractors that take on this kind of work. It is hair-raising, to say the least. And I really invite folks to visit our webpage, which is www.codot.gov.
Okay.
And if you use the search engine there and go to Southwest Projects, you can see all of the projects that we do within our region, and any region for that matter across the state. But we usually will post photos of the work that these guys do. And, they're working in the clouds. They really are.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw your Facebook post, with from across the way, looking back at the construction workers. And it's an amazing thing that they're doing. And, with winter coming up, too, I want to give a big shout out to your plow drivers, because those guys are out there 24/7 working, clearing the roads so we can all travel safe. And I've heard this rumor that if you slow down when it's snowing, that helps a lot. So people, hello, slow it down. Do not pass snow plows on the right. Yes. You'll get taken out. Go ahead, Mike.
And that's a lot of it. People don't realize, if they're not familiar, and we're talking to the choir here with a lot of the locals, of course, but we have a wing plow on the right-hand side of the truck, so that we have one plow in the lane, we have another plow off to the right of the truck to clear more than one lane. It's more efficient. And people try to pass us on the right, and what do they run into? They run into a big steel plow.
Yes.
And so that's so important, and that's why we started the messaging on VMS boards last year about don't pass plows on the right. think it had a big impact. We didn't have any more incidents. We had two accidents early in the year. And the worst thing for us and for everybody involved is if we have a plow in an accident and it's damaged, that means we're down a plow.
Right.
We can't do our job. That means we're not serving the public effectively. So we need that partnership with everybody so that we can do better for everyone and keep the roads as safe as possible.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lisa.
No, I was just going to say, and the biggest piece of advice we could give everyone is just to, you know, when the snow starts flying, give yourself an extra 10, 15 minutes. You know, we're so lucky. Our commutes here in our region are not very long. So to give yourself an extra 10, 15 minutes on a snowy morning is worth its weight in gold.
Right.
So.
And don't look at your phones.
Don't look at your phones. Nope.
Anytime, snow, whatever. Yep.
No. Put your phone down and drive.
Yes. It can wait.
Yes.
We're not in that big of a hurry.
Absolutely. So. Well, and I, you know, it's habit forming, and I think that that's one of those things that people need to realize. Put the phone down, pull over, do those things, because it only takes a split second. And I will confess, I've looked down, and those stats where you go a football length of a football field, you know, in a second, whatever, and it just takes a quick second that all of a sudden you've drifted.
Yeah. It's, 60 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour is about 88 feet per second.
Yeah.
And when you look down to your phone and look back up, that's almost a second and a half.
Right.
So you've traveled almost 200 feet, and you don't know what's happening in that 200
Absolutely. Foot. So, yeah, so. Put the phone away. What other things can you advise and give us some updates on what's happening with CDOT?
Going back to the snowplow.
Yes.
We need CDL drivers. We're looking for temporary drivers. We have vacancies for permanent positions as well as winter temporary positions to work both in Hesperus and up at Cascade.
Okay.
We have, I believe, 5 positions. Is that correct?
In Durango.
In Durango that we're looking to fill right now. We do this every year. Some of these people, they come on, we'll bring them back every year if it's a good fit with us and it works out well.
Right.
And so those people that have a commercial driver's license, maybe they got a summer construction job and they're going to get laid off for the winter. This might be a good avenue for them.
Absolutely.
So we're looking for positions. We have some announcements coming out very quickly on that.
And right. So that's, and if anyone's interested in finding out a little bit more about that, they can go where the jobs are posted is actually statewide.
Okay.
So they can go to www.colorado.gov and then do a search for jobs.
Okay.
And they're usually listed by region.
Right.
So, and type of job, you can do a very fine-tuned search. So,
and if you know, with because websites, sometimes you probably can. I'm assuming Google jobs Southwest Colorado.
Yeah.
CDOT
exactly.
or something to that
exactly.
effect, and people can find it. We've got about a minute left. What else would you like to highlight?
Fall migration. Deer and elk fall migration is critical. We're coming into that season right now. Beginning of October through the end of November. Critical migration period. Depending on the weather, it can be heavier at times or less, but you come into mule deer mating season, elk mating season, the mule deer in particular. Bucks do not pay attention to anything in the world. They have one thing on their mind.
Yes.
And so it's be aware, because in southwestern Colorado, the single greatest cause of crashes for us is wildlife hits.
Yeah.
And this is a critical time for that.
Well, and what the buck, right? I mean, you gotta, and again, slow down.
Yep.
You know, and I keep saying this,
that
it only takes a split second, and nothing's worth trying to push yourself through, looking down at your phone. Slow down, keep scanning and looking. Has the, real quick, the wildlife tunnel out by Bay between
the
Durango
underpass.
Bayfield, has that helped?
Yes, it has.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a little early for us to say, here's the hard numbers, but I can tell you this last spring, I saw a herd of 60, 80 elk. And the fencing was keeping them off the highway, but the underpass has given that mobility. We've got game cameras we've been using to monitor that and see if it's actually working, and we do have passage going underneath the highway.
Wonderful. Quick websites again, if somebody wants to apply for a job, it's
go to the state, www.colorado.gov, and search for jobs.
Okay.
And if you want to go directly to CDOT's site, it is www.codot.gov.
Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for everything you do to keep the roads, you know, we can drive to and from. Remind everybody to slow down and go onto the codot.gov.
Correct.
And find out. I'm sure you can look up, too, what you need to do, get ready for winter driving, because it'll be here before we know it.
Right. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you guys for coming in. Will you come back?
Absolutely. We've got a list a mile long over here of stuff we have not talked about.
All right. Well, we'll get you back in here.
Okay.
I have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.